seniors who were bracing for a big increase in their Medicare payments have some good news. Premiums will only go up by $3.50 a month. Although it may come as a surprise to some people that seniors pay for Medicare at all. It's not free, after all. In fact, depending on the plan, it can cost hundreds of dollars a month. Medicare's open enrollment is happening right now. That's the time when people can compare available plans and make any changes. What's new this year is that the enrollment period ends on December 7th instead of the traditional December 31st. The whole Medicare process can be confusing, so we brought in an expert. Kim Lankford is a contributing editor for Kiplinger's, and she joins us from the NPR studios in D.C. Hi, Kim.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, let's say that someone is totally new to this. Can we do a 101? There's Medicare A and B and D and Medicare Advantage and Medigap. Can you very briefly and simply take us through those?
Sure. There is the alphabet soup of Medicare. Medicare Part A covers hospitalization. Medicare Part B covers doctor's visits. Many people have those. That's what you generally think of as the basic Medicare. But then you can also get Medicare Part D to supplement that and cover your prescription drugs, because prescription drugs are not automatically covered under Medicare. So that's what you need to do during open enrollment period, is to sign up for that Part D plan. Or the other option is to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, which provides all-in-one coverage. Instead of having all those A, Bs, and Ds, you have one Medicare Advantage plan through a private insurer that covers both your medical and your prescription drug benefit.
And what is Medigap?
And then Medigap, so if you have Medicare Part A and B and D rather than Medicare Advantage, you also will still have some co-payments and deductibles and some areas that just aren't covered by your Medicare. So most people in that situation also buy a Medigap plan. The good thing with Medigap is you can sign up for that anytime during the year. That's not just confined to open enrollment. The key time to sign up for it is right when you sign up for Medicare. For most people, usually right when they're 65 or maybe a little later, if you had coverage for a while through an employer. And then if you sign up within 6 months of signing up for Medicare, your Medigap plan cannot charge you a higher rate or deny coverage to you because of your health. If you wait longer than that, though, they can charge you a higher rate.
What happens if you don't sign up by age 65?
Well, it depends on whether or not you have other coverage. If you have other coverage through an employer, like a retiree health insurance plan, then there isn't that big sense of urgency. But if you don't have any other coverage, if you don't have retiree health coverage, and you just wait, you wait for a while thinking that, you know, things might be okay, you can go without paying the premiums, then first of all, you won't have coverage. And that can be very, very dangerous, especially as you reach that age, your health costs could just get so high. But the other thing is you will then face a penalty for the rest of your life. You'll have to pay a little bit extra for Medicare as soon as you do sign up for it every month because you delayed.
Kim Lankford, as we've mentioned, Medicare is not free. It's not always particularly cheap either. How much do people typically end up paying?
Well, it depends on which letter. That's Medicare Part A. The good news about that is it's free. So that part's easy. So there's one thing about Medicare that's very simple. That's it. And then Medicare Part B is really complicated right now. So people who are already in the system, who are already getting their Medicare, are paying $96.40 per month for their coverage. And if you're a high income earner, which is people who earn more than $85,000, if single or married couples earning more than $170,000 a year, they then have to pay a high income surcharge in addition to those monthly payments. The other key thing is Medicare Part D then adds another, the average cost is about $30 per month for that prescription drug coverage.
Again, right, this is for prescription drugs, exactly. Kim, what are some of the key things people should be on the lookout for when they're signing up?
The key thing is that you need to look at your drugs and dosages and see what those premiums are, but also exactly what those co-payments would be. And even before you see that, make sure that drug is covered, because otherwise you could have much bigger expenses throughout the year. And the good news is that there's an easy tool that makes it easy to compare all of that. At Medicare.gov, the government's site, there's a plan finder tool, and it shows you the premiums and the out-of-pocket costs and the total expenses throughout the year that you would pay with every plan available in your zip code.
And we'll be linking that website you mentioned to our website. And what you explained sounds so easy and so clear, but why do so many people always sound so confused about this?
Well, it is very complicated. I mean, fortunately, this tool has all the information in there, but it's a multi-step process. I mean, not only do you have to type in your drugs and dosages, but another thing to consider is whether you want to get all of your coverage through a Medicare Advantage plan instead of going through Medicare and buying the separate Part D plan.
So if someone can get all-in-one coverage in Medicare Advantage, why wouldn't they? Is it because they don't need the drug coverage? Is it because they can't afford it? Because maybe the premiums are higher?
Well, it really is flexibility. I mean, a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans generally have limited doctors that you can use and limited hospitals that you can use. And so if all of your doctors are included in the plan and all of the providers and hospitals you use, that could be a great deal for you. Another key thing is that the premiums do tend to be lower than buying Part B, Part D, and a Medigap separately. However, you may have more out-of-pocket expenses throughout the year. So there's also a tool on the plan finder at Medicare.gov that lets you run through Medicare Advantage plans.
Kim Lankford, a report put out by Kiplinger's, where you're a contributing editor, found that of 25,000 Medicare recipients surveyed, fewer than 7% of them had the best plan for their individual needs. That is really low. Why is that, and how can other people avoid it?
I think it might just be laziness. I mean, once you go through this the first time, if you've been happy with a customer service with your Part D plan, you think that that's just the plan to stick with every year. However, every year the plan premiums have been rising, and the premiums for the most popular plans have been rising even more than just the average plan. So most people's premiums have been rising a lot. The other thing is that your medications can switch from one tier to another. That means that your out-of-pocket costs can change a lot. And it might not be so obvious at the beginning. For example, your drug may still be covered, but in the past you may have had to pay a $20 copayment. Well, they may switch it to another tier, and you may have to pay a $30 or $40 copayment, which can really add up by the end of the year.
Kim, what is the number one piece of advice you have for people going through this Medicare enrollment process?
I would say just take the time and go to the Medicare Plan Finder at Medicare.gov, or if you don't feel comfortable on the computer, or if you don't have adult children who would be able to help you with it, call the State Health Insurance Assistance Program. It's the SHIP program, and you can get their numbers at shiptalk.org, or you can get it through calling 1-800-MEDICARE, and those folks are really good at helping people navigate through all of this, picking the best plan for them, letting them know about their options, also letting them know about ways they may be able to save money. If, for example, you have a brand name drug that's gone generic, you can save enormous amounts of money by making that switch during the year. So they might remind you to ask your doctor if that might be an option. So Medicare.gov or talking to your local SHIP counselor can make a huge difference.
Kim Lankford is a contributing editor for Kiplinger's, and she's been talking about the Medicare open enrollment process. Kim, thanks very much.
Oh, thanks for having me.